is the disclaimer.
We have nothing to do with this. It's not opinions. Who's got the jack on the table?
There it is. And fade to black. There it is. The disclaimer. Proud of the disclaimer.
So happy not suitable for children.
We don't know what they're going to say.
Yes. I feel like we need a copy in front of us so we know.
Not suitable for anyone. No. That should be our new tagline. Not suitable for anyone.
That's a new t-shirt right there. I like that shirt. Like
marketing 101. Sister Felicia comes up big. This is a taping at Cape Ann TV for our audio listeners. Eric Archer, always very generous with his time, letting us tape here today. I have Craig Kimberly.
What's up, brother?
We have Alicia DeWolf.
Hello.
The sexy voice.
I was just going
to
say that.
And Sister Felicia.
I have to go after her. That's
and I'm Joey Shumachara. This is GloucesterCast 148.
Wow.
Two more podcasts is a milestone.
Isn't that crazy? Seems like we just did 100.
Really did. Well, we were banging them out this past year. Look, we were doing two a week.
Yeah.
And then summer comes, it's my busy season down the dock, and we don't get to do as many, but all the stars lined up. And Eric was,
Available. It's a rarity.
It's not just Eric, it's the staff here, too. Henry Cooper. And who's this camera guy?
Camera 2, camera 3.
What's his name?
Hey, Zach.
Zach. How you doing, buddy?
Zach, looking good today, brother.
Absolutely. Speaking of looking good, Craig Kimberly, get in tight. Get a tight shot of him, Henry.
No one's going to recognize him. This really is Craig.
No one's going to know who that is.
He cleans up well.
High and tight.
Cleaned it up, man.
High and tight. Did you do that for the taping?
Oh, absolutely.
Hannah's not going to know who crawls in bed tonight. Wow.
Hey, now.
I just
suitable for children.
That's a different disclaimer. No, I just was like, you know what? I just cut the hair off for now.
Yeah. Well, you've been doing
It would grow back in like 2 days.
Kind of like coconut.
It's just like, grows back instantly. So.
Doesn't he look like coconut now? Like a little trim.
With a poop.
He went to Julie's downtown.
Very cute.
So on the blog this week, a couple new developments, a couple things we're trying to mix up. With the elections coming up, I put together the 2015 Gloucester Mass election video offer for any person that's running.
No, I saw that, and then I was trying to read it, and I got distracted, but I saw the feed about that on Twitter. You did that, and I was like, whoa, we're stepping up.
Well, we don't do politics.
What's going on? Like,
we're not going politics.
Can we clarify? Because then I feel like we're on the street, and people are going to ask us what they can say and do, and how we're going to plug them.
That's what I would love.
I'll clarify it.
Thank you.
We don't. When I say we don't do politics, we don't take political stances.
Right.
We don't endorse candidates ever.
Right.
But the offer that I put out there, so I built another website to host.
What you love doing these days.
Well, that's what
you
I do.
Like,
that's
easy. Four websites.
So I built a website to host these videos, and the offer to any person that's running for office right now is they can submit a video to me.
Mm-hmm.
I will put it up once on the blog. And the first person that sends in a video will get it'll get posted the following day at 7 p.m. On Good Morning Gloucester. And if we get two in one day, the first one that came in to me will get posted at 7 o'clock, the next one will get posted at 7 o'clock the next day. And then they'll all get ported over to the new website that I built named 2015 Gloucester Mass Election Videos.
Do you have a disclaimer on that? What they're allowed to say? You do.
Well, no, they can say whatever they want to say. I don't care what they want. You know, I'm not endorsing them. It's for them to get their own message out.
You're giving them a venue.
Totally.
That was the word I was looking for. Yes.
Giving them a venue.
Yeah, giving them a platform because, because we get 50 to 80,000 people a day checking out Good Morning Gloucester. There's only 29,000 residents. So for them not to take advantage of this, it's insane, right? Not to take advantage of it.
Get your phone out if you have to.
So
whatever you got to do, get us a video.
But to tape a YouTube video is not difficult.
If they can't figure out how to post a video,
they don't deserve your vote.
If the kittens can give each other massages.
No, that was I put that in the post. I says
if you
I said basically if you can't see the value and taking the time to do a 10-minute video, submitting it to that's going to reach 50 to 80,000 people, or if you can't, or if you can't muster up enough friends or people, or have anyone in your team that can take a video and upload it to YouTube, then that is a that tells me all I need to know about
well,
you as a candidate.
Just go to Boston High School and find a teenager; they'll do it for you.
Oh, I mean, really? I mean, it really should.
Neighbor has an iPhone.
Yes.
It shouldn't. It should not be that.
I think
difficult.
It's genius that you put up there that if you cannot manage to figure out a way to get a video up here, you probably do not have the skills, you know, to handle a $30+ million
in this day,
per year or whatever.
In this day and age, right? I mean, it's pretty silly. Yeah. So I'm psyched. Okay. So here's a question. I'm gonna put this out there first. All three candidates, well, the three biggest candidates for mayor, Safathia. Is it Safathia or Safathia?
Oh, please don't
we grew up
the people saying Tia. It's not Tia.
We grew up with her. It was Safathia.
It's Safathia. When people say Safathia, that's when you know they really don't know her, because it's Safathia.
It's Safathia. But everybody corrects me saying, no, it's Safathia.
No, those are the people that don't know how to say it.
We're not in Spain or Italy. It's whatever the hell.
There you go. So anyway, so all three of these candidates are... from my perspective as someone that gets press releases and stuff like that, or deals with these people, or is social media
aware.
You know,
aware. There's technically five, right? But you're just going...
Yeah. No,
you're
just talking about
the three main ones.
The three front runners.
So Greg Verga streamed the last... he hosted the stream of the last...
debate
on his own website. So you give him props for that, right?
Yes,
Safathia, I don't know anyone has a bigger Facebook following in the city or is that psychotic with Facebook than Safathia. Yeah.
Right.
So you got to give her
very
props.
Good adapter.
Very good with that.
Yeah.
And then Paul McGeary, as long as he's been I'm in his ward, as long as I've been in, I get emails from him. He uses MailChimp and to send out
mass emails
to his constituents, and is talking about, you know, what's happening in the neighborhood all the time, and keeps you well informed. So all three of them have their own strengths. So if they're all that savvy, they should all be able to submit.
Yes. I'm sure they will.
Submit
them to us. Submit them to Joey.
there's instructions.
Yeah.
They're not stupid.
And comments are eliminated, right?
Yeah,
this is
not
a forum.
Like on
good.
Each of
this
these.
Is a forum for debate.
Good.
There are no
good.
Comments.
Good.
There are no. There's not going to be any comments. We're
good.
Not going to be debating the merits. And again, we're not endorsing any of them. And anyone that
is it just for the mayors or
no,
for everybody?
No,
because
it's for everyone.
Every
any
ward
office,
has
any person.
As far as I know, correct me if I'm wrong, only Ward 2 is the only ward without uncontested. Yes.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It's
my girl, Melissa Cox.
Melissa Cox, no one's running against her?
No.
Melissa.
Who would dare?
Dare.
Not
the audacity.
Nothing. All the signatures are in, so they couldn't right now if they wanted to.
The
but
audacity.
She's
do not go all Ron Paul on it. Forget it. You ain't got a chance.
So, yeah, I'm excited to... So now here's a question. And this is not a reflection, again, of who we think is going to win or anything, but I'll go around. Who do you think is going to be the first person out of those three to submit their video? Go ahead,
Craig. I
would
say McGeary.
You're going to say McGeary.
Verga.
I'll go Safathia.
Ugh. Oh,
and
wow.
It's just because of what you just said.
I know.
He was streaming on his own page.
Right.
So
he could just throw that feed right up.
Right.
He could cut a clip right out of that, of whatever.
I mean, this
he
is more of an original
so.
No, this is like FaceTime.
This is
FaceTime saying, this is my views.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is how I differentiate from my competitors and stuff.
Yeah,
well, let's see. Let's see who does it. That'll be interesting. That'd be something fun to
Or they
watch.
All come at the same time.
Do I still have time to run?
No.
No.
What would your platform be? Marijuana is already legalized. So what would your platform be?
I have a lot of platforms. I would have won the
fantasy
video
football
war.
Would be one.
I would have won the video war is what I'm saying. I would have been healing babies, ending wars, all through graphics and animation.
Yeah, smoking mirrors. You should have.
I'm saying it's honest, but I could, you know.
I'm surprised no one's reached out to you like for on that campaign to like.
No kidding. It's funny. I thought I was like, you know, should I offer, you know, a day like. A setup, boom, everything set up.
Now you just did. The phone's going to be ringing.
Ooh.
And then equal table. Then I thought, you know what? We have K-Band TV. They can come up here and make it happen.
Oh, that's right. Props to
they have this place at their access at any time.
Yeah. So I'm sure they'd love to have
them. If they say, oh, I don't have that built into my budget or that's way beyond our capabilities.
Oh, please.
You have failed from the start.
Yes.
Go back to what are you doing?
We do not accept that in the year 2015.
No.
Do not accept that. So we should give props. Your wife,
Hannah
Kimberly. Does she go by Kimberly?
Yeah.
Shandong. She's got
the educator.
The educator. She's the president. Is she the president of the League of Women's Voters?
She's the president of the League of Women Voters.
And they.
Yeah.
Props to her. But they have a mayor debate coming up, right?
Yeah, they're sponsoring. Well, I don't know if they. I have to correct myself because I don't know if they're technically sponsoring it or they're just promoting it.
I thought she was hosting.
Oh, they're on
it.
The press release that I got.
I think she said they were hosting one.
Oh, you know what? Well, actually, I was involved doing the flyer, so.
You should know this.
Well, I'm glad you proofread the flyer, then. That's comforting tonight.
He is a husband.
Yeah,
so.
Whatever.
It was sponsored by them, but I didn't. Sponsored, I didn't know that meant that they were throwing it. They were holding it.
I thought the word she used was
Oh, my God. We sound like idiots.
I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah. League of Women Voters.
League of Women Voters. Hannah.
Which is, you know,
this dovetails into my whole theory that you two you're living a secret life with her because the homie cast. So we do the homie cast. And Craig brings. If you saw Craig's text messages between all the guys,
I've seen some.
They are the most inappropriate. Text messages. And his choice of music. Is like probably the.
I was a music major, man. I studied classical and
but
jazz.
His wife is like ultra.
Jazz and
his wife is the ultra feminist.
Can I get
in
a light on camera 3? do we cut the front LEDs off on these things?
It's a light. I don't know how it all goes down, but he does. Then he says he does the flyer, but he doesn't know if they'd sponsor it. There's a lot of questions.
Is he involved in the fantasy football texts that go through?
Oh,
that have already started in fantasy football.
Oh no, Joey technically is not involved, but he.
So you don't.
I was involved in this insane text message
chain.
Okay, I'm
sure it
today.
Is nothing compared to fantasy.
We have a lot of group
texting.
You have
no idea.
And a lot of fantasy football smack that's already begun.
Yeah.
So.
And it's all ugly. We're gonna do a lot of smoking, and not smoking of illegal substances. We're gonna do a lot of smoking
of meat.
Of meat.
Smoked,
the house is gonna
we're gonna bring. We're bringing
we
three.
About this.
We're bringing three smokers.
I heard this. My
house
is gonna
smoke.
Like, where are you putting the smoke?
In the back.
They're outdoors. You don't put them inside.
You gotta keep the windows shut. I don't want my curtains smelling like
smoked meat. Your windows aren't open in the winter, anyways. Don't
What's
worry.
With her?
My poor basement. The plans that they have for it.
I picked up Joan has donated us a poker table.
Oh, fabulous.
Gorgeous poker table.
Fabulous.
Yeah. So, and it also has a plexi lid.
I'll just be upstairs with Felicia
to protect it. So we've got a poker table. We got a pool table coming. Two dart boards are going up with a nice backboard and protection.
I'll believe that when I see it.
A refrigerator, I think, is going to happen.
Damn.
Projector,
good,
surround
keep out
sound,
the kitchen.
And my cot where I'll be living.
Your what?
Basement.
I just want you to know.
Oh, cot. COT.
Yes.
Cot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Today.
For God's sakes.
No, I caught that one too.
Today,
that will be with me, but it won't be part of the
Craig,
show.
Craig, today, while the kids are being prepped for surgery, Barry, when BJ.
Well, the
kids. They had wisdom teeth, I'll tell you.
The kids prepped for surgery.
Too much. This this is like Facebook where you would talk way
funny.
Too much about stuff that no
your
one wants
chair,
to know about.
Apparently, you're all getting matching reclining chairs for fantasy football. Are you aware of this? That's also going to be
well, I do appreciate that.
Well, there you go.
I do deserve
well, Felicia's basement is going to be Man Cave Central for football.
And I'm the Roger Goodell of our league.
There you go.
I'm moving on.
And I will suspend all y'all bastards.
Here's some breaking news.
breaking news.
This is breaking news
just
right
then.
Here.
Right now.
Breaking
late.
News. This is my favorite. This is the favorite thing that happened to in my life besides hanging out with my daughters this past weekend. I talked to Alicia. Alicia is going to be hosting her own Gloucester cast, all female Gloucester cast.
What?
He's giving me the reins.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Instead of the man cast, you're doing a female cast?
She gets a homegirls cast? The homegirls?
Yeah, homegirls cast.
Yes. Whose idea was that? Was it your idea or his?
I don't know. We talked about it together.
I think we talked about it together.
We did record an impromptu ladies cast after the first homie cast.
That never made air.
We would have all been arrested. And never was.
All I know is, Alicia, I'm very glad that you were chosen to be the one. Because after all the coals that you raked her right over.
Exactly.
Coals,
thank
so
you.
Bad.
I can't believe he's about to trust me with the microphone.
And I gave you the big phallic mic too.
Oh yeah,
it's like this big.
That's gonna make the voice even sexier.
Oh yeah, we did a test run yesterday. I sound sexy, huh?
She signed up for Dropbox. She's got all the technicals down.
Dropbox. I'm all ready to go.
Wow.
So
it's gonna be the quiet storm.
Alicia Unleashed.
When is this happening?
Coming?
And then we came up with an idea of having a guest every week. So I'm coming to your house.
A guest that is not a part of.
By the way,
not part of the blog.
Right, not a part of the blog.
A friend of the blog. A female friend of the blog.
Right.
That just loves the blog, but it's not really part of it. Is gonna come in.
Right.
A different one every week.
Right. Exactly. So we talk about views of how they feel about the blog, what's going on, and you know, just kind of get a different personality.
Unleashed is this?
It's going to be unleashed. I told her nothing's off topic. Out of bounds.
Language to a minimum.
I just see every guy getting carved up to shreds. You got to think about your intro music.
Why would you even think that?
Why would you even think that?
I don't know. Well, you know, it's funny. After we called you the spy, and Craig was at Niles Beach, and it was all women plus Craig. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but somehow that was okay.
We got the word that despite what we might have thought, and I don't think any of the guys thought this, that we weren't even mentioned. The guys weren't even mentioned.
Of course not. Why would we?
We talk about female stuff.
Not for nothing.
Knitting and cooking and cleaning.
You're not even a
topic. We were busy. We don't
even matter.
Alicia?
No need.
What are you talking about? The new crochet stitch that you just learned?
Talk about the new crochet
stitch. How to do the new meatballs.
We were relaxing. We were talking food.
We were eating good food.
School.
Tell me, was that not the best food you had? Better than the homie cast? Don't even say it wasn't.
No, the homie cast. I'm just not.
He's not gonna say it wasn't.
There's no way. We throw it down on the homie cast.
Yeah.
We cook on fire. Yeah. On the homie cast.
Straight fire, like caveman style. Caveman.
Yeah, there's
style.
Not even a grain in sight.
No, sometimes there is. Frank will show
meat and potato. That's it.
Say, yeah, so
here's the thing, right? So ahead of time, whenever we're gonna do a podcast, I always ask everybody to submit topics to me because. You know, I can only come up with so much stuff because we're banging out the homie cast.
Because we never go off topic ever.
No, no. So I asked everybody for topics, right? Craig gave me a few topics. Felicia emailed me a few topics. I wrote my own topics. Alicia, knowing that she had the question is, knowing that you have your podcast coming,
yes.
Are you withholding topics for you? Are you just banking good topics for yours?
For a topic, Alicia has no.
I could just turn on the microphone and just talk for an hour with everybody around us, and our topics would go every which way. And you know that half of your topics that you even have in front of you, you're not even getting to them. We're not even going to get to half of them. Guarantee
you will quickly learn that there is definitely
case in point.
You will quickly learn that there is a science and a way to accomplish a proper podcast. So the willy-nilly and everyone and all this jumping all over will quickly frustrate you when you are in charge because you will then become a little bit more strict about time.
Because
I'm a Leo.
You got to keep your pimp hand strong. You just got to like totally.
Alicia knows how to roll her eyes and she knows how to put up her hands.
Well, I hope you do.
She has an adjustable neck.
Okay.
She has to.
Okay.
But she
Joey just gave me the hand. I got the hand.
Exactly. You will learn
the Oprah head. You got to do the Oprah. Like, what did you say?
So you need a safe word. What would, because our safe word during the gentleman's podcast is Oprah.
Yeah, so if we feel like we're going over the line and we're going
to
get in trouble with one of the significant others.
Men. Really men go over the line. Women can go over the line. Oprah, Oprah.
And everybody's like, okay, dial it back so we don't get in trouble
so
with
what is
the
it,
ladies.
Like Denzel or...
No, we're not...
You need a safe word.
I can't go over
the line.
See,
the difference is the women can say whatever they want. We don't care because we're laid back. If you say one thing about a lady, they're going to climb up your butt. You know what I mean? You can't criticize.
There's a topic.
You can't, and even if you're joking, you can't criticize because you got to get your ass handed.
Oh, I'm so excited for Alicia.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be good.
And nervous.
Really excited. What? Don't be. See, I thought Joey would be nervous, and he is.
What did I say? What did I text you? What did I text you this morning? I says, I'm so excited for yours. I'm more excited to listen to your podcast than any other ones that I've done.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Because I know she's going to bring the thunder.
And he's done like 148 plus eight homie casts, so that's like a lot to.
And how many times have I said to rehearse your intro?
All the time.
Yeah, because once you get through the intro, you can just let it fly.
Yeah, totally.
But if you mess
you
up,
you gave me my intro last night.
Right. Yeah, oh, did you record
so
that?
Much better to go
no, I can
fly.
Remember it, dude. I'll
don't
say my name.
Take cooking videos. I hate don't when they tell squat. You what to say. I never can say it. They tell me. Tell
oh,
me
here's the thing.
You like cord and say it my way.
That's so true. Like so, Felicia did a bunch of videos for cooking, you know, channels and stuff like that. And I did a show that was the camera people were telling you how to sit and to look here, don't wear your hat because they want the light to be right and stuff like that.
You're wearing
and
a hat.
And like and they wanted they wanted everything script like to be
right
perfect that way.
Right.
And they wanted me to look at the camera and stuff. And it was the worst production that I've not the production value for the people that were taping it, but for my
your
end of it,
yeah.
It was the worst thing I have ever put out there because I couldn't concentrate on my show notes. I couldn't concentrate on anything I wanted to talk about. I was worried about like how my hand was placed or where the coffee mug was.
I will say this.
The first couple of times. I did the cooking videos. It was hard to show this camera the dish, but you're talking to that camera and try to be like really natural at it on top of them telling you how to say something or repeat something. After a couple of times, the issue with the camera and stuff, like it was so second nature. But what I always still found hard was I would rather them give me the cue card like in the background that you naturally scan and bring up the points that they want you to bring up and let you talk naturally than them actually giving you a line to say. I don't think I've ever delivered a line perfectly that they've scripted. So you can learn how to be behind the camera. It's hard to when somebody's you're using somebody else's language. That's hard.
There you go. So now, this past week, foreclosure, espressos, right?
There's a sign there.
Well, there's a sign that's going to be the Island Cafe or something. I don't know. But here's what I want to talk about a little bit. The amount of Italian restaurants that have closed in the past 2 years, Espresso, Giuseppe's, Pinoli, La Trattoria, and maybe another one coming soon. When are people going to figure out that like this town is filthy with Italians? We're Italians, right? But like a bazillion people in this town are Italians. Like Italian people do not go out for Italian food. Right. That's like so sacrilegious. That's like calling your mother a filthy hoe. You know what
oh
I mean?
Goodness.
It's like that's the most the biggest insult to your
so
mother. Like if you're like, oh,
that.
Let's go for Italian food.
No, that's why I don't.
I disagree.
I've never gone out for Italian.
I'm going to tell you why I disagree. You don't remember Lila and Turner restaurant downtown?
Yeah, like a million one years
but
ago.
But that was like a sandwich shop.
It was not. They had the best pasta.
That's where the
Franklin
is right now.
They cooked like you went to grandma's house. Like
right.
They cooked.
That's just it.
But no one's figured that out since then.
They didn't use their ingredients were fresh.
I never went there for a pasta dish. I got the Lala and Turner.
He's lying. I can tell you right now. We used to order from there all the time. They have bisque bolognese. They have bisque with the clam sauce. Are you kidding me?
Well,
it was family run. That's the only reason why they closed.
I think it's
they
true.
Didn't go out of business because they weren't doing well. They went out of business because their children grew older and they didn't want to be in the business. It was family.
So Pinoli was open for a couple months. Yeah. We were five-star Michelin chef or whatever he was. The guy came touted as the next coming of Jesus Christ. He had all, they did a whole renovation based around this guy.
Yeah,
he had all the money behind him, and they closed up after a couple months.
Yeah, but it was too gourmet. I believe that the food, I didn't eat there, so I'm not going to critique the food, but don't you think that so, with the portions,
it's very.
Don't you think you got to, I don't know, I think there's reasons.
Joey, there's a difference between Italian and Sicilian, and we are mostly Sicilian in this town, so it's like some of the places that we're Like Pinoli was Northern Italy, which is completely different than what we're used to.
Right.
But I don't care if it's Northern Italian or not. Italians aren't going to go there and spend $25 on an entree for 6 ounces of thin
meat. That was what I heard people complain about was the portions.
Are we gonna, so the point that I'm trying to make?
Yes, we're agreeing.
Are we going to acknowledge that five Italian restaurants in 2 years have all gone under? Yes or no?
Yes.
Is that not?
Yes,
we agree.
But yeah,
we agree.
I think they failed because their food sucked or they were overpriced.
Oh, we can't say that. That's going to be bleeped. But we can't say that
the food was not
up to
tasty.
Par. You know what? I think that I don't agree because I'm not taking shots at these restaurants. I thought Giuseppe's had a great family atmosphere, and I thought that the food was actually
good food.
They had decent food. Pinoli, I thought, was good food, and I thought if it was in a different town, I think if it was in Beverly or if it was in Boston,
yeah.
I think they probably would have made it.
Probably would have, absolutely.
What are the other ones? La Trattoria, I thought, was a fantastic restaurant. Wait a second. So I totally disagree with your statement.
I do agree.
But
with
people,
you.
Are you going to take that? Are you going to retract that? I want Craig on camera.
I would totally retract that because La Trattoria, there was.
I thought it was very good food.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure these people don't think that we're taking shots at them. I think that they all did very good jobs.
But Joey, people, I want to make this a point. People don't close their business because they're not doing well. And that is the stigma against things.
Oh, because you closed your restaurant.
I closed because I didn't want to leave my full-time job because we were getting too busy. And I had to take it to the next level. And in order to do that, I had to be in at 110%. And I have children. And
well, there you go.
So everyone's different reasons. But La Trattoria, they were open for 9 years. That's
La Trattoria was awesome.
I thought
out of all of them, that was my...
Huge run. That was
the food there was fantastic. I used to get the... It was a prosciutto with basil.
Oh, the sandwich.
That sandwich was tremendous. I actually
they're the only ones that did
missed that place.
In this place.
How long was Giuseppe's in business? They were in
3 years.
That was it?
No, it had to be more than 3 years.
Maybe four.
Really?
Because they opened 1 year before I did.
Oh, okay.
And I had a 3 year run, and they closed 1 year after me. So maybe five. Maybe five.
They had a tremendous family atmosphere. They had great. They had great food for young kids.
So I shouldn't
kids.
Open up an Italian restaurant, huh?
Huh?
No,
you
could.
what you do is not Italian.
I do everything.
You do everything.
I do everything.
Yeah. So there you go. So there's that. Felicia, you wanted to talk about... you're on your Instagram page. People can follow you. It's Sister Felicia. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I've been starting to get, strangers. Asking me questions. Last night at 11:30, a woman was asking me a question about fresh regatta.
From Instagram.
And then today we got home from the hospital and I got another one, and it was about octopus. This gentleman asked me a question. He saw that I cooked octopus, and he wanted to know if my method was better than pressure cooking it. I've never heard of pressure cooking.
I would never pressure cook.
I didn't have time to answer him because I was trying to get here and cook and settle the kids, whatever. But I will answer him later tonight. But it's kind of cool.
So those are good followers, not like creepster followers like I was getting, and I had to make my Instagram private. So you're getting good, like,
I don't know why you keep your Instagram private. You don't have to put anything on there. That's
because you can't stop people from following you. You can't block them or get rid of them, right? If someone follows you that you don't know, can you, not have them follow you anymore? I don't know how to delete those people.
What do you got to hide?
I don't want strangers, creeping up on
my...
My
Instagram is pretty much stuff. It's all food. My Facebook and my Instagram is all food.
There you go. I am a huge... So lately, Instagram has been my go-to
social media. That's your jam.
It's my jam.
That's your jam.
I'm having fun on Instagram. I like it because you just scroll through it and it's not a mess. Like Facebook is a total mess.
He is so right, anti-Facebook. Really, so funny.
No, I get that it's very powerful and everything. I totally accept that it's the most powerful platform out there. It's just so visually ugly.
Yeah. Well, that's why they have Instagram. Instagram is made to be scroll through and just have pictures and a little bit of comment. And that's exactly like, you know, if I go to you and I just see like everything with like boats and weird fish, you know, like you can tell a lot about a person about their Instagram if you look at their
boats
pictures.
Boats and weird fish, that's all I do. I don't do anything with food. Fish. Steaks, grilling.
Yeah, oh, yeah, grilling.
She's rolling her eyes.
Apparently, like, I break all the rules. There's like code that you're only supposed to write so much with Instagram. It's supposed to be short and sweet. I'm not sure.
I see people paragraphs.
No, I don't agree with that. You don't have to. No, Twitter is supposed to be 160
characters. Twitter, I can't even use Twitter because I can't even speak in 160
characters. But Instagram, you can just keep writing. You can write.
There's nothing wrong with that.
My kids give me a hard time all the time, and they hate my collages. And I love my collages. I
like your collages.
I loved your flip photogram thing you got.
Well, no, that's what we're going to talk about. Photo grid.
So
it's got a little hat thing down in the bottom of the thing. It's called Photo Grid. So we want to pimp that. Is that?
Let's pimp it. I love it. And
on Instagram, you could. Is it very easy to use?
It's a video. It's a photo slideshow.
If Felicia can use it.
So basically, is it only for Instagram? Or is it for other stuff?
No, I put them on Facebook.
You can put them anywhere you want.
Anywhere
you make them and share them. You make the photo grid and then you share it to any platform you want.
Right.
Oh, so you use it on your Android phone?
You can download it anywhere. Yeah, you can. It's just an app.
Well, some apps are only for iPhone. Some are for Android. Well, so they have it for both.
It's for both.
Yeah.
So I have to look it up because I have to get that. Because so in one Instagram post, so you could put do they limit you to how many photos you can put?
I forget. Well, there's different ways you can do it. So like there's like you can do it like video, and it'll do like a slideshow. Mm-hmm. There's another one. It's like they list all the pictures like one after another, like coming down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Instagram only gives you a square. So how does that work?
I think it cuts it off. I think it cuts it off because I will tell you what happened. I recently did one of the videos, and when I posted it to Instagram, it showed them all. There was probably, I don't know, maybe 18 photos in this slideshow that I created. When I posted that to Facebook, it cut it off.
All right. So basically, it depends on what thing you do. It's very cool. On Instagram, which is, you know, you could get like a little slideshow, automatic slideshow of like three, and you don't have to like, you know, for videos on Instagram, you have to click the arrow and then it brings you the video. When you scroll over it, it goes right through. Boom, boom, boom. Three different photos.
So you know what I need to learn how to do? Speaking of this, there's a feature that you can add music if you're going to do a video. If you're going to choose a video slideshow to post, you select your pictures, and then it gives you an option. Do you want their music, or do you want to upload your own music?
Oh.
So I'm not that tech
savvy.
I was just about to ask you about the music.
Seasonal vegetables looking exceptional.
Because when I was posting my video, I wanted like some sort of like cool car song or something like that, because I was posting about a car.
There you go.
But I'm not good with artist names and music and all that stuff. I cook. So I just picked the Photo Grid song, which is kind of like the same one. It's cool.
Very cool. Anyone out there that posts to Instagram or to Facebook, look for the Photo Grid app. It is Sister Felicia approved. There you go.
Yeah.
What more could you ask for? I want to talk about the weekend after this weekend, September 4th, that's not this weekend, right?
No.
Yeah, no, 2 weekends from now, is this monster weekend in town. There's the block party, downtown Gloucester block party. There is the Schooner Festival, and there is Sails and Trails. Sails and Trails is something, or it might be Trails and Sails, but it is like all over Essex County, and there's literally like 50 different cultural things that you can do, and they're all for free. That day, September 4th.
Cool.
Huge, huge day. So Schooner Festival, block party, trails and sales, or sales and trails, whatever it is, all on the same day.
There's so they still do fireworks? Because that's Labor Day weekend.
It's Labor Day weekend.
So
it's
still
Saturday.
Do fireworks?
I don't know.
And boat parade?
I haven't got a press release about the boat parade.
Oh, because that's that weekend
too.
Let's
get the boat parade back big and happy again. It's been sad the last couple of years.
Because that would just like make the whole weekend go out with a bang on that Monday with everything.
Wait, there's not enough already with the block party
with
and
the
schooner
with
festival?
The bang.
Well, I love it. It's all good.
It's all good.
I have not been to a block party this whole year.
I know, we haven't.
You're going to have to go.
I think I scooted in late on the first or the second, and it was not awesome when I showed up.
I don't think.
No?
A lot of oomph missing from it.
I don't think I've attended.
There was a lack of participation.
So I got the press release for it, and I did not, I kind of, this is strange to me. So here's the part. At the bottom of the press release, it says participating stores and restaurants. So I'm going to read through because the list isn't that long. The Cave, Premier Imprints, TBT Post, West End Suites, Shorten Main, Cafe Sicilia, Cafe Bisco, Cape Ann Olive Oil, Pop Gallery, Dog Bar, Palazzolo Sporting Goods, Jalapenos, Pisces, Mark Adrian Shoes, Harbor Goods, which is the Life is Good store, Local Colors, Kids Unlimited, Topside Grill, Turtle Alley, Dogtown Bookshop, Geek, Village Silversmith, Toodaloo's, Ohana, The Weather Vane, The Dress Code, Fabola, Trident Gallery, Blue River Diamonds.
So that's pretty much almost every single shop going from...
Not everyone.
Except for the hair salon. So get rid of the hair salons in between and a couple of the restaurants. You have... Go ahead. I dare you to go downtown right now and go through.
There's a lot of restaurants that are not on.
I know, but that's the only
ones
that are missing.
The whole
a lot
thing.
Of
when
the,
we when we
stores.
When we designed
that's
this,
stores.
I know a lot of stores.
When
just
we,
all that's missing is the hair salons and the restaurants.
Yeah, the stores. No, I mean, the participation is different for a store. Versus
how many
a restaurant.
Restaurants are on there, Joey? Just go through. I know you just two.
All right, I'll go through them.
Because they kind of.
I'm gonna go through the stores. Yeah, right.
Three.
Thank you. Cafe Sicilia. Cafe Bisco,
Ohana,
Dog Bar, Jalapenos,
Short Main,
hold on, Topside Grill, Ohana, that's it.
All right, so who's missing?
There's quite a few missing.
Franklin, Mags,
Passports. Franklin? Did we
Lat,
say
didn't Lat usually do Lat. Something?
Yeah, but Latitude's not
Alchemy.
On the
yeah,
thing.
On
Alchemy's
the
not on the on Main Street. There's some notable exceptions here.
My favorite's on there.
And I don't and I'm curious. Like are the I'm curious if when they listed when they did their press release, I'm curious if they only listed the people that donated to them or if it's people that are only participating. Or what the story was, but this is not. This doesn't seem like a very long list. I plan to go to this one, and I'm excited to go to it because I think it's going to be a great day. Schooner Festival weekend is
awesome.
Is one of my favorite weekends. It's not even 1/100th participated in like the Fiesta is, but it should be.
Yeah,
right. Because it is awesome. So cool. Do you ever go, Alicia? Do you ever go down to the Schooner Festival?
Uh-uh.
Now, why? No, okay, so
I don't know.
As a townie, because I consider you a townie.
I don't participate, and I'll be the first to tell you.
You don't go to Fiesta though.
I don't participate in many many local things.
All right, so you're not a good person to ask.
I'm the worst.
You're not a good person to ask. Felicia, you don't normally go down to Schooner Festival.
Are you crazy?
Do you? Well, no, you did the you did the lobster festival because that was part of what we brought.
Did I not take your children and my children like every year and truck all the way out down the breakwater and we sit and we watch and we have a picnic? Apparently, I don't do these things.
Wow!
I drive with my kids all around the back shore, like when they're doing that race with.
Oh, you check
cars.
It out. You do.
Oh gosh! Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm working.
Love
usually,
going
so
down
I don't
the boulevard
know.
in the morning. You see, like all Mar and Dad's age group. They all set up their beach chairs and they bring little coffee tables and they have coffee and donuts and they're watching the boats go by. It's amazing. It's awesome.
It is awesome. I don't. I the people that I talk to.
It's free entertainment.
A lot of people don't go down there, and I think it's. I think it's really awesome.
Let me post my video from last year to tease it.
Oh. Well, Kim is going to do that as well because they're both awesome. Yeah, your drone video was insane too. So yeah, that whole week, so the whole week prior, we're going to sticky your and Kim's videos at the top of the blog the week prior to that because they're both visually, you get an idea what the hell is going
last
on.
Last year,
it's a photographer's dream.
I'm going to tell you, for probably 3 or 4 or 5 years, I participated on land, following, like I said, around the different viewing points around the shoreline. Last year, I was invited on my girlfriend Dee Noble's boat, and we were following the boats out, and I got the best pictures. My kids, we had the best time. Barry had to work, but it was awesome. We had mimosas, I made quiche, we went out on the boat, and to be up that close to these giant ships, like sailing past, it was, if you can get on a boat, I know that, isn't the Princess taking people out this year?
I'm sure. I am sure the Boatport Princess is doing
a thing. If you can get yourself on a boat, get on a boat.
The Thomas Landon will be doing sails, the Ardell.
It's one thing to see it from land, but you got to at least one time.
It is definitely
get out on the ocean and see it.
A couple years ago, I was on the boat with Tony Gross, lobster boat, and he took us out and a bunch of friends and family. Got a bunch of photos and stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, I did video too, but shot a lot of photos. And it was just a blast.
I love the sound of these boats when they were like raising the sails and like the sound.
You know what I'm psyched about?
You're in their backyard when it's happening.
Yeah. I'm psyched that they planned it during a block party. Because, here's the thing. Like, this event is during Labor Day weekend. Now, a lot of these boats depend on making money to sustain themselves because it costs a fortune to run these boats. The wooden boats, there's always stuff deteriorating. They need to be scraped, painted, hauled out. You haul out at one of these boat yards, it's like 20 grand. Like before you bat an eyelash and it's like 20 grand. So to come here to Gloucester on Labor Day weekend, like they need to make money because they could stay home on Labor Day weekend, it's like a holiday weekend. They could fill up their boats and, like the Lannan does and go out and make money. So you need to support these people that have come here to make this a really cool event.
I have a question, just another thought, because I just remember we do this with the kids every year too. Along where the boats dock, down the State Fish Pier, you know, Fisherman's Wharf, they're all scattered all over when they come into port, right?
Yeah.
And early in the morning, before they set sail, you can take the kids down and walk on the boats.
Boats. You got on,
just go. They don't charging. I don't think they charge. Like, that Coast Guard boat last year was amazing.
The American Eagle.
Just go. But how come they don't? Like you were just saying that they need money, finances to help sustain.
They might take donations.
I gotta look this year because I feel bad. I can tell you I didn't donate.
A lot of it's to promote the culture and the heritage.
Yeah, but that can only go so far. You know, it's like a musician. Like, oh, you should play here because everyone's gonna see you. Like for the block parties. No, they gotta get paid. Like, you know what I mean? These people, like, it's. We started out the block parties, and it was like everything that we. Every decision we made is going to be simple, fun, and free. So we didn't want to ask anybody for any donations for it. We asked the musicians to play for free. And like after the second year, Peter Van Ness, who works with a lot of musicians, is like, you know, this isn't really cool to like keep asking them to play for free because, you know, this is like an artist always have to give away their art. No, this is what they do. You need to pay these people. And I totally agree with them. And these, just like these boats, you know, these boats need to be.
So all the boats listening, put a little bucket out with donations.
I'm sure they do, but I think that what happens is, they will take you out. Actually, a lot of these boats, you can go be in the race.
Oh yeah.
So you pay to be part of the race.
$40, you can actually race in a sailboat.
That's cool.
So cool.
You should call the center of it all. The people that put this on is the Schooner Festival Committee. A lot of people think Heritage Center puts it on. The Heritage Center is the basis of most of the activity, but they're like the clearinghouse for.
So this year, that lobster feed that they've put on the last couple of years, that they're moving that. Is that the same night as the block party? I'm questioning.
I don't know what it is.
We don't know when it is.
Pimping that. So. You wanted to talk about Kathleen Valentine in her blog. You said she says she wrote something
nasty.
Yeah,
well, she got something nasty.
Going back
to Facebook, I was scrolling through the Facebook feed the other night, and Kathleen is a Facebook friend of mine and a writing acquaintance.
And she has a blog.
She has a blog, and she made a personal. It was on her personal page, and she made a post. She contributes to a writer's another blog. Once a week, she writes an article for this other blog.
She reviews books, doesn't she?
Yeah, and she wrote a review of a book, and I forget the name of it. It was published, and somebody in her inner circle, someone that she's known for a while, sent her a message, and it was a very hurtful
public message.
It was meant to be public, but she wrote in her Facebook feed how hurt she was that this person sent a comment, and just like we get comments and we have to approve them, she said, "I'm obviously not approving this comment, but I'm sharing how upset it made me." And my heart went out to her because we have all been on that side.
So this person who's a close friend of hers, yeah, like critiqued her.
Raked her over the coals, like.
The problem that she had was, it's like, this is a professional, you know, thing for me.
Yeah.
And like, you were taking, your friend of mine,
yeah,
and you were
taking
shots at,
yeah, at her
at my craft.
And like, you know, it's hard when you're thinking somebody's like in your corner, and then they go and they like do that publicly. I don't think people really understand what goes into blogging and the amount of time and effort. There is no one person that puts even a picture with one sentence that is trying to post something incorrectly, hurtful. Like,
well, maybe some
like,
people.
I'll be the first one. I have grammatic, you know, mistakes all over the place. That's not my forte. I cook, okay? And you know, and sometimes I get like nasty comments. You know, we don't approve them or whatever. Everyone, we've all received these nasty comments. But it just, my heart went out to her when I read it, and I sent her a message. I responded, and I just said, you know, my brother always tells me, and you do. That's one bad egg in like out of a million that adore you and appreciate what you do. You know, like, you can't let that person just bring you down.
You're
gonna always have haters.
He's gonna hate.
The more successful you are,
like a friend, like, you have email, clearly they have her email, like, how about send her like a little note and say, you know, I was questioning what you wrote, or you made a mistake here, maybe you're like relook at it or something like that. Like, but to go
on
like just lay them out like that is so mean.
This is what
tacky.
Yeah, like, if you talk about kids bullying, like, adults are bullying.
This is what a trend that I definitely note throughout, you know, with the success of the blog and it grows and stuff like that. Like, if my name, or if I'm interviewed, or if I'm happen to be on TV or something, if two or three things happen good and it's public on either in the newspaper or TV or something, that I get acknowledged for something, they come out of the woodwork.
Right.
They come out of the woodwork to like try to take you down. And as humble as you can try to be, your haters are just, it eats them up inside, and they like, and you see it. You see these, you know, this. I have this. There's two people that like.
Yeah.
I could tell from their IP addresses, I you know, who they are, and it's the same.
We know who you are.
Yeah.
Whatever, but it's like so sad because, like, you know, this person that this one of the people that writes a majority of the nasty comments. She came to me, and she thinks that I slighted her daughter. I had written like three posts complimentary to her daughter in a row, like saying that if I was ever going to use a person for this particular service, I would definitely go to this person, which was her.
Which was
her daughter. And her daughter, I followed her on Twitter, and this particular person would like write like, you know, I want to punch this guy in the face, and like, you know, whatever. Like, she was just, you could tell she wore her, you know, she wore her
hate on her sleeve.
Not her hate, but like, it was like kind of like this. It was like her online. It was like her persona. You know what I mean? She was, it was like she was wore like a badge
of honor. She's just a miserable person.
No. I'm not even saying that. It was like her persona. No, like she's like a tough, edgy, edgy artist.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh.
Not miserable, but just like, I'm tough. I'm cool, and I'm tough, and I'm a, you know, whatever. And like, and that was like her persona. But like, I had said all this really great stuff about her craft and how I would... I totally like sent people to her page to check her work out and stuff like that. And what the mother got out of all this stuff that I wrote positive about this her daughter was she thought that I wrote something like a slam towards her. I didn't see it that way at all. So she came into the office and I knew she had been writing all these nasty comments to me. I'm like, you know, what's the deal? Why are you so angry with me? And she said, you said this about my daughter. I'm like, what are you talking about? I look back at the post. I'm like, I said that I think that she's the most talented person in this field out of anyone. And if I was going to use someone, I would use her. And if you read her Twitter feed, you know, you would say that, you know, what I wrote, you know, because she it's like part of like who she, it seems like it's part of who she is and stuff. I says, but if that's the way you feel, I honestly apologize 100%. My intent is not to hurt at all. I'll take it down. I'll edit it. I'll issue you a formal apology. This is like 5 years ago. Like I totally humbly said, I'm sorry if that's, and I will change. I will try to make it right in any way I could possibly make it right for you. She did not accept my apology at all, and on a semi-weekly basis, sends the most vitriolic, hateful comments that she could possibly send.
A miserable person.
Awesome.
The mother, not the daughter, though.
I'm talking about the mother's miserable person.
I don't know. It's just, I miserable. Mean, blogging people really are out is, to get other people time. Because it takes time. It really does. People happiness. Really don't understand. And I felt so
But we
bad.
Do it for the love of it. But so, yeah, so the do. Point is, though, you get literally, you see the thanks we get. And there's 150 thank you comments to the one vitriolic comment. Yeah. And so you just have to say, you have to separate that. You can't dwell on that one negative comment. You go crazy.
Same thing with restaurants. If they have someone has a good experience, they never call and say they have a good experience. They only hear of bad experiences. Yeah. So that's why, you know, when we had such a great experience at Seaport on our birthday, you know, I made a point to... You know, talk to Sherry. I made a point to email Lauren, the manager. I made a point to let everyone know that we had, an amazing time.
And that guy, who is the server? Props to Justin at Seaport Grill.
Amazing.
Our table had 30, 25?
Probably.
25?
Yeah.
He handled, there was never a letdown in service.
Never.
With a smile and a joke.
Yeah,
and everything was just bang, 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 bang. Yeah. There was no let. I mean, he was a professional.
Right.
Yeah.
I think
we ate at Seaport. You and I and Chris and Talia ate at Seaport the other night, and we mentioned like that. I think that the Seaport Grill is the most underrated place in town. Mm-hmm.
Because we went there the other night too. We went late.
Every time I go, I have a great meal, and I can say this because I sell them lobsters. Their kitchen is probably the cleanest kitchen in town.
That's what you said.
I've been in there too.
That's amazing.
Spotless.
That's amazing.
See, so when they first opened, I had in my head, it's just a mass-produced place. They, you know, they just put pumping out food and stuff like that. But it's totally wrong because they have a huge kitchen staff, and they have a salad group of people that are just their only job is to prepare salads, and before that something's going to come out, it's going to be perfect.
Yeah. Right.
They have a dessert group, and the dessert people are only making desserts. And when they serve, when the dessert comes out, it's going to be bananas.
Right.
The servers are all totally professional.
Yeah.
So
it's the way to do it.
Yeah, they're doing a good job.
Yeah, really have to. I mean, even you know every detail of a dish that it comes out, it's amazing.
I think their food is consistent. Like when
that,
you
we were talking about that too. It's,
and you
it's
order
so
something,
consistent.
It comes out and it tastes
and since the day they opened, it tastes the same since the day they opened to the now, and that's and it's amazing.
Yeah.
And they're not they always change up their menu. So actually, recently, like Chris got the chicken quesadilla. I was like, when did that get on the menu? They revamped their menu a little bit, so they don't keep it the same.
We felt bad the other night because literally it was late. It was almost 9 o'clock, and we just wanted a snack. And BJ was working. It was just Amanda Barry and I. And Amanda goes, "I feel like calamari." Barry said, "I do too." And we went in, and I right away I said, "Don't seat us anywhere that's important. Like we literally we're gonna. My husband's gonna have a beer. I'm gonna have a glass of wine, and we're gonna order one calamari. Like
no, I want calamari. Thanks.
There you
banana peppers. You gotta order it with the banana peppers when you go there."
Don't they serve it three different ways? Or is that someplace else
I think
I'm thinking of?
Isn't there an Asian one too?
That's the studio.
That's the studio that is Asian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk. This is our last thing. Everybody should go see Alicia because she's hosting at Foreign Affairs.
I am.
I'm just gonna chalk
it
up to I'm going in the fall because there's no way I'm gonna get those.
Why? It's Sunday
you
brunch. You should make. You should,
I'm
you
there this
to.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So come one of those days.
Are you really?
I'm there. Yeah,
you're Saturday.
This week. Yeah.
Oh, you did tell me that.
Yeah.
So go see Alicia at Foreign Affairs.
Yep. It's awesome.
Happy Alicia.
Speaking of homemade pasta.
La la la. So wait, how are you gonna do the homemade? How are you gonna do the girly cast? What are you gonna call it?
Oh, you can come on. Well, I'll make you the pasta, the Alicia. You can come when we do the homie cast. I'll make you the pasta.
No, it's not the homie cast. It's gonna be something. It's gonna be
the
Alicia.
I thought you said
Unleashed.
I had
to call
the Gumati cast. Can we call it the Gumati cast?
Oh, I like that.
I thought you said I had to call the Gloucester cast. I thought you said I couldn't like change it up and stray away.
No, you can.
I can.
It's going to be hosted on Good Morning Gloucester because you don't have a platform.
No,
we'll make the macaruna pasta.
Just like.
That can be the one that we're going
to invite. Did you see my pasta I made the other day? I was bored. Everybody was working, and I was like, yeah, you have to, like, a thin read.
All right.
So, I'm excited.
Listen, everybody, thanks for coming. For Craig Kimberly, Alicia DeWolf Cox.
No glasses.
What's this, Alicia?
You probably didn't recognize
that. No, like, you just have me all discombobulated. I just can't even focus over
this. This is Joey Shimatao, sister Felicia to my right. Thank you to Eric Archer.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Henry. And thank you, Zach, was it? Zach, cameraman on the second camera.
Zach took off, man.
Peace.
Lock it down. Good work, Zach.